This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we bring to the end another week of Talk Radio and all the issues that are going on, and let's go through the charts for the week of October 15th to 19th, 2018. I am Rich McFadden. Doug Steffen will be along with us here shortly after we finish this list. So let's go through it. We got the top 10 stories and the top 10 people of the week. Here are your top 10 stories. At number 10, NFL action and MLB playoffs. We always see some sports action making the list. At number 9, Paul Allen dying. At number 8, Hurricane Michael and the aftermath. And Canada is legalizing pot.
Want to try that again? Canada?
Canada. It's a new country. I just made up.
Canada.
You sit down and be quiet there. Number 7, Trump, Daniel Spat with the whole horse face thing and the Melania video. Number 6, the migrant caravan. Number 5, the treasury leaker. And Trump's 60 Minutes interview. Number 4, the Trump-Russia report. Number 3, the Warren ancestry video, where she's one
Pocahontas
or something, Pocahontas. Number 2, the midterm elections and the 2020 presidential race. And at number 1, the missing Saudi journalist and the Saudi Arabia investor conference. Doug, we'll take
you through
the top 10
people. The Talk Radio review.
I did, Rich for the McFadden, week of October Karis 15th Schillen, to 19th, yes.
Doug Steffen, yes, right, okay. So the stories Richie's gone through for you. People listed, number 10, Paul Allen and his passing. That's a really interesting story because he had such an interesting life, and now people are asking what's going to happen to his $26 billion. He never looked like a healthy guy. Well, let's talk about that a little bit. Let me go through the list first, though. Stormy Daniels at number 9. What's her real name? Stephanie Clifford? I think is her real name.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Melania Trump at number 8. Robert Mueller at number 7. Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards at number 6. Joe Biden at 5. Elizabeth Warren at 4. Mike Pompeo at 3. Jamal Khashoggi at 2 and Donald Trump at number 1. Yeah, Paul Allen was a very smart guy, but he never looked, if you ever look at his, he always looked like he needed power swabs. His teeth were always yellow, and he just didn't look, his face never looked healthy, his hair never looked healthy. But boy, what a smart guy, and one of the most influential people in the world for sure. Became a billionaire, worth lots of money when he died. So now people are making book on what happens to his $26 billion estate, which apparently is very complex and will take a long time, according to his family. His family is not going to have to worry about anything, and neither is anybody related to him forever, as long as they don't. You know, $26 billion. Who even understands what that means, $26 billion.
I would have it all sent to me in $1 bills, and I would throw it in the pool because the bathtub would be too small.
Yeah, really.
And I would try to really understand what $26 billion is because you're right. You have no concept of what that kind of money is.
No. It's really interesting to contemplate. Bill Gates was on Ellen's show, and they were talking about little things like, what do you go to the grocery store? What do you buy at the grocery? What do people who have this kind of money, what do you buy at the grocery store? And do you actually ever go? Remember that whole thing George Bush went to, he wasn't a billionaire, but he was wealthy. He went to the grocery store
and didn't
realize how much stuff cost. He didn't have any cash, no credit cards, nothing. Because what you don't know about being president is you're not allowed to carry any money, no credit cards. You never buy anything for yourself. You don't.
Right.
Somebody else is going to buy those things. So anyway, but I just find it interesting to try to figure out what their lives are like. It's kind of fun to do that, but in light of the fact that people like this are paying most of the heavy lift, doing most of the heavy lifting when it comes to paying taxes, maybe we ought to pay them a little more homage, a little more tribute, pay a little more attention, or maybe have some respect for them. The biggest surprise of the list of groceries on Bill Gates' list was Rice-A-Roni. He loves Rice-A-Roni.
I mean, Paul Allen was only 65, and you look at Steve Jobs.
Yeah, he's 56 when he died.
Right. I mean, what's going on with these guys?
Well, I think there's a, you know, when you're around all that technology, all that equipment, all of the stuff, we spend hours every day. You've got a computer in your office. Kara's in front of four screens in the main control studio there. I've got three screens in front of me. If you don't find a way to shield yourself from it, I spend maybe 5-6 hours a day in front of mine. You, I would guess, spend a little bit more than that in front of yours.
And the rest of the day, you're sucking fumes from your tractor out in the fields.
Right, yeah.
You're one with nature.
The healthy side of my life is being on the tractor with the diesel fumes. But the essence of these people is they're around this technology all the time, and one wonders if it doesn't take its toll. I don't know that much about the health of Larry Ellison, who runs Oracle. Bill Gates appears to be in pretty good shape. But, you know, it depends a lot on whatever it is that your makeup, what your ancestral makeup, you know, how healthy are you to begin with? How strong is your immune system? Obviously, Paul Allen's wasn't very good. But it's still, I don't know, it's too bad to see. So he's done a lot of good with his life and a lot of good with his money. A lot of good.
He was the founder of the Allen Institute for Brain Science.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Are you going to go see him?
That's interesting. I could probably use a little help from him, yeah.
Under the circumstances. All right, so that's the list of people. I don't know what more. I'm looking at this list sort of in review. Stormy Daniels, what else are you going to say about her? The Melania Trump interview that was on TV last weekend was pretty good. Did you see any of it?
I did not see any of it. What did she talk about?
Well, she talked about what she agreed to take any questions that they would ask her. And so obviously they asked if she was concerned about her husband being a cheat.
Right.
And they asked her about the meaning of the stuff on that jacket, which was pretty trite. Her traveling and what she wanted. She was pretty frank, Rishi. I don't remember. I think they tried to nail her a couple of times, and at that point I tuned out because I'm tired of people just taking shots at Trump.
That's all it is anymore.
It is. That's right. It's a gotcha sort of thing. But she handled it. I will tell you, in the main, I thought she was very sophisticated. I thought she was very pleasant. I thought she was very intelligent. I thought she was fine. She's just different.
She speaks 5 or 6 languages.
Yeah.
Fluently.
Right. Yeah.
That's not a fool.
No,
I mean, say what you want about the womanization of her husband, or she is no dumb.
Womanizing
of her husband.
Him, that too, yeah. Right. Let's lose some weight. Calitrin is the number one choice. Calitrin will help you take off the pounds. If you are serious and sensible, which is a good combination, you're a serious, sensible person who has decided to get real. I was talking to a friend of mine this week who I deal with in the business world, and he weighed 285 pounds, and he couldn't breathe. And so he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you're going to the hospital. And the hospital said, you're staying overnight. And the second day, they said, you're staying for a week. And the next day, they said, you better lose 80 pounds fast, pal, or we'll be saying bye-bye to you. So he did. And so that's one. He did it because he had to. How about you do it because you want to? Or maybe because you ought to. You want to, you need to. Whatever the motivation for you losing weight, the way to lose it, the safe way, the intelligent way, the sophisticated way, is to use Calitrin. Calotren. Calitrin, been around for 30 years. It's a family business. Family came up with and has figured out how to use collagen, the protein that is the body builder in your body that you stop making on your own when you're in your, like, 30, 31, 32. So you supplement with Calitrin, returns the protein collagen to your body. Is this all too technical? Maybe it is. Bottom line is that with Calitrin, which is a natural product, all natural collagen, you're going to lose the weight and you're going to keep it off. No adverse effects whatsoever. Taking collagen amazingly helps to stimulate your body to produce more of it. And therefore you will, through nutrition, through portion control, through exercise and maybe some motivation, this is the way, though, to get yourself onto the physical side of losing weight. You'll find Calitrin at toploss.com, 10% off the bottles when you buy them. If you buy four bottles, you get one free. You got to check the box for DJV when you're ordering. You can't get Calitrin anyplace else. You can lose the weight other places, but not successfully and not like this. Get the benefits of using Calitrin, full of collagen, your body's number one protein source, at toploss.com. Toploss.com. 10% off whatever you buy using the DJV code. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. If people call 833-TOP-LOSS to get more information, what will be their experience?
Well, we actually have real live people right here in America who can help you on your weight loss journey, and that is one of the things that you get when you do purchase Calitrin. You get a team of support. We're here to help you lose weight the right way, the safe way, without drugs and without stimulants. And then, of course, Calitrin, you know, you get a proven product, something that's been proven. And then, of course, it's great for digestion and acid reflux. We have a lot of customers who continue taking it for those side benefits.
All right. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. Sign up. Get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? Well, thanks to MyPillow, those days are long behind me. Now I'm sleeping like a baby, and you can too. Say goodbye to adjusting your pillow all night long, because MyPillow does it for you by adjusting to the shape that you want and need. Toss out those flat, worn-out pillows and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. My pillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Buy one My Pillow, get the second one free. That's right. When you order one My Pillow, you'll get the second one free. Get two My Pillows for the price of one. Enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Remember, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com. And remember, promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, number four on the list from Talkers Magazine of the items of interest is the relationship we have with the Russians. You'll be happy to know that Russian President Bad Vlad Pukin Putin has predicted the end of the United States.
Really?
We're done, according to him. We will no longer dominate the world because we're making too many mistakes. He said, quote, "A country can get the sense from impunity that you can do anything. This is the result of the monopoly from a unipolar world. Luckily, this monopoly is disappearing. It's almost done. The United States is almost cooked, fried, finished," according to Mr. Putin. Wishful thinking on his part, I think. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back now on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen is on board as we look at the charts for the week of October 15th to the 19th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. They have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there. The number three item this week on the story list is Elizabeth Warren and her ancestry report. I find her to be about as annoying as anybody in the public sector could be.
As far as PR moves go, how do you think that worked out for her?
Flat. It didn't do anything. It just brought back around people who may have forgotten about what she claimed before when she ran
right.
for the Senate.
That's what I was wondering. Why even, once you get the results back and you see that it's a minuscule amount, that
right.
probably
100,000.
If you did the DNA test on your dog, might have just as much Native American blood in her as she does. Yeah. Why would you release those results? Why wouldn't you just go, yeah, okay,
you have no common sense.
In the desk drawer. Right.
Yeah. No common sense whatsoever. And she fancies herself as a presidential candidate in 2020. That's number two this week on the countdown. The election already, we're talking about who runs. You know what? I could be not much less interested than I am. I'm curious as to how the numbers turn out for the midterm, which is, about 3 weeks away.
They are saying there could be 50 million voters in this midterm, which is the highest turnout right. since the 60s.
More. The more the merrier. Should be. What was going on in the 60s that when LBJ was president or when Kennedy was president?
Oh, yeah, look, if you compare it, a lot of protests, a lot of riots, yeah. a lot of social unrest, Vietnam, you know, in the late 60s.
That was, yeah, certainly a part of my heritage growing up, for sure. Number one on the countdown, the Saudi... what's going on in Saudi Arabia, whether you're focused on the death or disappearance of Khashoggi, who was beheaded, hacked up within minutes of going into embassy. And now this week is supposed to be a big investment initiative in Saudi Arabia that pretty much everybody is bailing from, including our Secretary of the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, whatever the hell his name is. How do these people figure they're going to get away with this? That's what I'm wondering, even with all of the hoots that they have because of the amount of oil they have,
right?
How are they going to...
Exactly.
But this, what's been done to Khashoggi, and they got this big thing at the Ritz, supposedly in Riyadh. That's not going to happen. Nobody's going to go there unless they're trying to kiss the butt of the Saudis. They've overplayed their part. There are plenty of other places to get oil. They can say, well, you mess with us and the price of oil is going to go up. What it does is every time they pull that stunt, the oil price goes up for a while, but then there's more of a leap into alternative energies because the price of oil has gotten to the point where this is what people, where it is now, is what people think it's worth to a point. I don't even think it's worth what we're having to pay for it. But I'm running to, man, right. I'm going to put a solar farm on my farm in the next year. I'm absolutely going to do that because I'm sick of paying.
Well, the technology is getting to the point where they have to be thinking, how do we dominate the world market anymore with the amount of oil that we produce here and is produced elsewhere around the world, and then the renewable energy, they have to be going, okay, what's going to happen to us in 50 years?
Yeah, and what does happen to them? They become irrelevant, like most of the other deserts. Sandboxes.
I mean, I've always said with the Middle East, it's stop buying their oil, and they will not have the funds to attack you with it.
Yeah. Well, that you see, but the funds are controlled, Richie, by that royal family, so much that they've fixed it so at least for now they're worried about all the change in the Middle East. But I wonder, I guess outside the box thinking is, why is it that it's taken so long for a lot of these things to take root in Saudi Arabia, which is probably one of the worst countries in the Middle East, as far as human rights are concerned. This is the Talk Radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Saudi Arabia is confirming the death of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi, claiming that the U.S. resident died after a fight inside a Saudi consulate in Turkey. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says there must be a wider investigation.
The world deserves an explanation, not from the Saudis, who evidently are making every effort to insulate and shield the crown prince, but from an international inquiry.
The Saudi investigation could take a month. 18 Saudi nationals have been arrested. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Mexican authorities have headed off the migrant caravan at the Mexico-Guatemala border crossing. Several thousand migrants, mostly from Honduras, are being held at bay by Mexican police.
They sent 500 federales down to the southern border.
The rush at the border came after Mexican officials said they would grant asylum to migrants fleeing violence-prone Central America. But the Mexicans say they can only process 1 to 200 asylum claims a day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen and Rich McFadden. Richie and I mostly went through. I don't want this to sound like a boys club, but sometimes I get notes from people on Twitter at Doug Steffen. This sounds like the girls club. Well, it's a review, not just this program, but any of the programs. I have a program called the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara is at the controls on that show as well. And it is a discussion of the issues of the day from the perspective of what we all have our perspective on things. And that's what it's this whole thing called talk radio is sort of boiled into, perspectives on events and or the news or both. Rich McFadden is here. He happens to be in charge of several people who are well known. Chad Benson is a, I guess, an up and coming. That's the way I quite like him.
Yeah.
He's kind of a smart ass, but
yeah,
he's,
definitely.
He's,
yeah. Yeah. But he's funny.
I was talking to a program director. I want to make this too inside. Program director of a station in Las Vegas, who was at that dinner. You remember you and I?
Yeah.
At one of the talk radio things. Last year had dinner with some program people, and the fellow reminded me of the conversation back and forth between Chad and me.
Oh,
it was funny.
Oh,
it was interesting.
Yeah.
The older perspective, the seasoned perspective, and the younger.
He was picking on your gray hair.
Yes, right. And then Dana Lash is somebody else. So how is it? Spend a little bit of time talking about managing these people. These are now becoming household names that you're working with. Mm-hmm. How do you find them? Just give people a little insight.
That's the interesting thing. How did we find them?
Yeah, how do you find
them? I mean, Chad was on a station in Palm Spring, California. He was working
with... Not market number one.
No, not at all. Yeah. And we had a consultant that was kind of looking around for something that's different. We know what talk radio has been over the last, 25, 30 years, and where really it's trending. More entertaining, back to more entertaining. You remember the days when Rush did all those fun parodies, and where it was really
Gorbasms.
Funny. And that's what people want. They did the
too serious now.
It's too serious. It's too angry. It's too whatever. So we were looking at people that fit that mold, and Dana and Chad fit that mold. They're funny. They're information. They're politics, but they're not all politics. They're really kind of what's going on in the world. And if it happens to be a political story, great. Really, the hard part, like with Chad, we've been working with him for 3 or 4 years where it was a growth process. Where for, 2-3 years, you're not making a lot of money and there's not a whole lot of advertising there. And then all of a sudden the stations start coming on and they start saying, man, this guy's good. And with Dana, she had a bigger name. So she kind of launched a little bigger and is now huge. Chad, he's kind of had to work his way through it and he's getting the recognition and stations are loving and his fans are loving. He's really big on social media. And he's just funny. He's funny. He's entertaining. He makes you think about the issues. Mm-hmm. And he's a little bit more, he's center right, whereas Dana's a little bit more right. Talk radio. Yeah. But she's funny. She's hysterical. Yeah. You go out to dinner with her, and she is hysterical. And same with Chad, and that's kind of
with
what we're
her,
looking for.
Yeah, but see, with somebody like Chad, and maybe with me, there are people, it's easy to like us and easy to, where you come from, you can find something to like. And I don't mean this disparagingly, but Dana is so firmly entrenched, kind of like Hannity, that bunch, Glenn Beck. Easier to identify them, but harder to like them if they're not from that world.
It's funny because Dana works on traditional talk radios and the new style of talk radios, which is kind of your FM talk stations, which are a little bit more rock and roll, punk rock sounding,
Right.
Chad works really much better on the new style of talk radio, the FM talk. And he still works on the AM old style talk, but it's,
here I am.
Yeah. It's a different deal. Yeah.
By the way, I saw Glenn Beck the other day. I first looked at him, I didn't recognize him. He's got a goatee. His hair is completely white, and his goatee is white.
Yeah.
Have you seen him?
I haven't seen him 2 years, I guess. I haven't seen him personally.
Really took me back for a little bit because he's not that old. I think he's 56.
Somewhere around there.
If I'm not mistaken, 57, somewhere in there. Yeah. And also, by as long as we're gossiping, Hannity had Limbaugh on his program this week, and the idea of having the two big stars. Now, Hannity, according to talkers, is the number one, the most influential talk radio host in the country. Limbaugh has been number one for ages and ages and ages. I think over the last 20-some-odd years, I think the only time he was bumped once by Howard Stern, if I'm not mistaken. Other than that, he's been at the top of the heap till this year. But it's interesting because these guys now are really feeling their oats, kind of like Joe Weider. There's a movie around called Bigger. If you're interested in bodybuilding or the story of Joe Weider, I've always been fascinated with where he came from and how his empire grew. The movie Bigger is about it. And you could build something around Limbaugh, a movie. Actually, there ought to be a movie. There hasn't been, now I think about it, about talk radio in general. Ever remember there being... There's no modern
just
talk radio
about,
host.
The guy who was shot and killed.
Yeah, Alan Burke.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, there's got to be, if there's movies about all these other people, Limbaugh's life has been very interesting, and so is Sean's, actually.
Sean's a good, just kind of grassroots, just kind of blue-collar guy who made it. One of the nicest people you will ever meet.
Absolutely.
There's nobody nicer in the business.
Yeah, we all like him a lot. He's found his niche.
And well, he played his cards right.
See, relationship with Trump?
Right. He played his cards right, and it really bumped his career.
By the way, let me do by the way again. The Trump 60 Minutes interview, one of the stories this week on the Countdown, and his it was interesting because it came about on the same night that Melania, his wife, was on ABC. He was on CBS. And a lot of people thought, wow, he'll never do an interview.
That's hysterical. Hey, yeah. Melania, I beat you in the ratings. Told you.
Well, that's probably true. But the business of still trying to get him, even though I think Trump is very sophomoric in his language, his choice of words, what, you know, the way he says everything, he's the best word is sophomoric. The fact that he doesn't take their browbeating and he just feeds it right back to them.
It feeds him.
They'll try to corner him. It does. It almost seems like you're right. That's a good way of putting it, Reggie. He's being fed.
You know, it's really brilliant about Trump, and it's while I cannot stand it when the horse face comment this week. There's no need for it. There's no need for it.
Stupid.
So I don't know why he does it. But in a way, there's a brilliance about the way you think that all of it just kind of just flies out of his mouth and he doesn't think about it. But when I learned that basically all of his crazy tweets are sent at like 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
On purpose so that they feed the news cycle for the day.
First.
And you would think that all of these morons at the news desks would pick up on this and not play his game. But they can't not do it. They absolutely have to just play his game. And he owns them every single day. He is the puppet master. 3 o'clock in the morning, here goes my crazy tweet. And he controls the news cycle every single day. The guy is a genius, but still at the same time, he comes out and calls a woman horse face. I don't get him.
Not smart. Talk Radio Roundup and Review. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here with a thought now about how to do your body right. How to take care of your body. Richie's become much more conscious of what he eats now since he had his little run-in a couple of years ago. And I would say to you and to him and to everybody that are sort of in the back of their mind thinking, you know what, I really have to do something about what I'm eating. I have to do something about what I put in my body. And so many of the things that I talk about on the air are straightly, in a straight line, connected to the best food, the best things for your body. And certainly Texas Superfood, their complete organic line of fruits and vegetables, needs to be in your diet every day. Because you're not eating, no matter what. You're thinking, oh, I'll have some broccoli, and I'll have some carrots, and that'll be good for me, and then I'll have some strawberries, and maybe I'll have a kiwi, and that'll be good for me. Well, it isn't bad for you, but it's not enough. Texas Superfood, these complete organic capsules, have 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. And with the reviews that have come out in the past week or two about some of the other things that are around that claim to have all this benefit, but they are not naturally grown, the fruits in the capsules, the vegetables in the capsules, are prepared in a rather strange way, and they're not organic. So they don't have the benefit of organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, which is the mainstay of Texas Superfood. So, if you'd like to get on board, get a hold of something that will keep you, especially going to the fall and winter season, people get colds and flu, you need a strong, very, very, very strong system. You need to have your immune system in tip-top shape. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and order Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Look around at all the other things they have there, but get to this as quickly as you can and as well as this is something you don't want to be left out in the cold here on this, literally and figuratively. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the charts for the week of October 19th. The stories starting at number 10, Sports Talk Radio. The action is we're halfway through the football season, Major League Baseball season over. Now the playoffs, the Red Sox are going to win. Number 9, Paul Allen has died. That's sad. Number 8, Hurricane Michael's aftermath. Number 7, the continuing foolishness between Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels. The migrant caravan, 4,000 plus people walking their way to America, supposedly. Number 6, the Treasury leaker, Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards. Number 4, the continuing foolishness between the Russians and Trump. Elizabeth Warren and her ancestry. Number 3, midterm elections. Number 2, and the story of the missing journalist in Saudi Arabia is number 1 this week.
Now in its 10th year, America's Farmers Grow Communities, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer, will partner with farmers to find and fund organizations that make a positive impact in rural communities across the country. Now through November 1st, farmers can enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local eligible nonprofit organization. Debbie Childress is the director of a food bank in rural Kentucky that received a Grow Communities donation.
It was exciting for us to see there was a program like this that not only supports farmers and what they do, but also invests in local nonprofits that are working to better their community.
In 2019, Grow Communities is expected to award more than $3 million to rural nonprofits, and the program has awarded more than $29 million since 2010. Farmers can enroll in the program now through November 1st by visiting www.growcommunities.com. That's growcommunities.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with colitis 2 years ago, and this has completely changed my tummy issues. It's an honest-to-God truth statement, true statement. It literally has saved my tummy issues. Completely changed it. I was hospitalized for 5 days. You know, knock on wood and all of that, and thank you for Fiber and Spice. It's an amazing, amazing staple in my life.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
On the people list at Talkers Magazine, Paul Allen comes in at number 10, his passing sad. He's a great American icon. Number 9, Stormy Daniels, not such a great American. Number 8, Melania Trump, her interview, lots of really down-to-the-bottom-line thinking there. Robert Mueller's at 7, and this aforementioned Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards, number 6, her 15 minutes of fame. Joe Biden is at 5, Elizabeth Warren, 4. Don't we wish they, at least Elizabeth, only had 15 minutes of fame. Mike Pompeo in Saudi Arabia, number 3. Jamal Khashoggi, journalist, columnist, who got hacked up by the Saudis, is number 2. And Donald Trump, President of the United States, gets his due, as usual, on this week's list of people, important people. I'm Doug Steffen. Hopefully I'm important and you're important as you listen to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, Talk Radio Review. A couple more minutes here. Rich McFadden and I going through a number of the things that have been important. This migrant caravan, 4,000 people walking basically from Guatemala, El Salvadorians have, I think, tried to do this. A number of people walking up through Mexico to come to the United States border all at once. What can they be thinking? How do they think they're going to? I mean, it's one thing to sneak 4 or 5 people at a time,
right?
You know, across the border. But what's gained by this? This seems like craziness.
You know what I'm so fascinated about with this is, what does Mexico think about all of these tens of thousands of people?
Well, they're scrutinizing them more than they're looking at everybody's passport papers. If you don't have the right papers,
I mean,
to get into Mexico, they send them back.
Well,
but still.
But apparently they don't. But Trump has said, you know, hey, listen, Honduras, you better cut this off right now, or the $89 million that we're going to send you this year is over. And and he means it. And they're seriously looking at it. But I got to wonder, I was like, Mexico, do they just sit there and watch all these people run from Central America through their country up through us? And are they making money on this? How do they make money? Why do they allow this? What does Mexico have to gain by letting all these people come through their country?
Nothing. If it'd be different, if in fact they were their own, if the Mexicans are happy to get rid of as many people as they can, have them come up here. But I don't see that there's, you're right, anything that happens, there's nothing that is in, at least not visibly, nothing in this.
I don't get that. I don't get that.
I don't wonder. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review at 10 minutes before the hour. Thank you, Richie.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
High time now at 53 after the hour for us to go through in the countdown form or fashion the top 5 items that Victoria usually does from the Week in Review, technologically speaking. We start at number 5, go to number 1, which is kind of the way most countdowns go. Start at the top, go to the bottom. At number 5... Venmo in the focus. Ever since Venmo rolled out its instant transfer feature, which moves money from your Venmo balance to a personal debit card within just a minute or two, cost of this transfer has been a quarter. Soon, that is going up, however. Venmo emailed users about changes to its user agreement. One of those updates will see the fee for instant transfer switch from a quarter to 1% of whatever you're transferring. But you still have to pay a quarter. That's the minimum amount. It's not much, but the up fee still means that the company, which is owned by PayPal, will be deducting a bigger cut if you're moving a large amount of money. Venmo notes that its traditional bank transfer option remains available and is still without cost. That method only takes a business day or two to show up. So if you want the money moved right now, you pay for it. You want to move it and have it hit a day or two later, then it doesn't cost you anything. And Venmo is now offering a debit card for spending your balance directly instead of having to relocate the funds elsewhere first. So
it's the preferred money transfer system for terrorists and people in New Jersey.
Oh, for terrorists.
Yeah.
They're very nice.
Yeah, and my cousin Vinny.
And millennials.
And millennials, yeah.
Yeah, great.
Which can also be described as terrorists.
Yes, right, the terrorists, the young terrorists.
Right.
Number four on the countdown, Walmart has big video streaming ambitions. Bloomberg reporting this week that Walmart is in talks with a number of media companies to sell its services through an online store. Walmart wants to give its Vudu customers the ability to add on premium services like HBO Now, Showtime, Stars, and the push is because of declining DVD sales in their stores. Amazon offers a similar service through Channels, which allows you as a consumer to sign up for these third-party services. Meanwhile, Variety reports this week that Walmart's planning to launch a Netflix competitor under the Vudu brand. It's going to cost $8 a month. How many of these services are available? If you
exactly.
signed up for every one of them, how much would you be paying?
Well, yeah. That's the thing is there's a choice. So you don't sign up for every one of them. You pick and choose a couple of them. I just told my family last night, I'm getting rid of the TV service. Let's just cut the cord and, you know, but we got to figure out how to get all the channels that everybody wants.
Well.
That's the trick.
There you go. Number three, working our way to number one, Amazon. In the technology news this week, as they usually are, they announced a couple of new initiatives that are aimed at reducing their environmental impact. The first is a $10 million investment in the Closed Loop Fund, an effort to pool corporate resources to help the United States improve its municipal recycling programs. The other is a solar energy project in England that'll see Amazon install 20 megawatts worth of solar panels to help power fulfillment centers. That's been a big bugaboo because of the amount of energy that they're taking.
And Amazon the cardboard that they use.
Yeah,
good
that too.
Lord, the
yeah.
boxes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing as far as recycling is concerned. Amazon signing a deal, purchase enough green energy certificates to ensure 100% of all buildings in England are offset by renewable sources like solar and wind. It makes sense why, at least domestically, Amazon would be focusing its efforts on recycling. The largest retail sector in North America, particularly the U.S., and it's shipping a massive amount of cardboard. That's what Richie and I...
It's huge. You know, the boxes
really
are huge.
Is. The recycling infrastructure for cities, it really is.
You order a pack of batteries, you get a 3-foot by 3-foot box.
Yeah, waste. Number two on our list of important tech stories this week, Hulu has said that the company is aiming to change up its live TV offering by breaking down its current $40 a month channel package into smaller bundles. The one they have now has got about 1 million subscribers. I'm one of them. Richie, you on to Hulu?
I was, but then I canceled it. I watched one show that I wanted to watch, and then after that was over, it was done.
The CEO said he wants to drop some of Hulu's existing live channels in favor of on-demand programming and focus the company's live TV efforts on live sports and news. A lot of people are trying to do that on radio as well. Number one this week on the tech stories, Postmates announcing in a blog post that it's bringing its delivery service to 134 more cities. Expansion brings the total number of cities served by Postmates to 550, covering 60% of the U.S. Also brings in 300 new Chipotle locations. So Postmates is celebrating the launch by offering $4 off Chipotle orders with the code Chipotle134. That's technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.